Jack sounds genuinely happy that I'm in Madison, and we meet the next morning in a law school seminar room. For the next 2 days, Christmas Day included, we talk witnesses, documents, and strategies.
"Save the best for last," he says. "Play the tape of that poor kid testifying just before he died. I assume he looks pitiful."
"Worse."
"Great. It's a wonderful image to leave with the jury. If it tries beautifully, then you can finish in 3 days."
"Then what?"
"Then sit back and watch them try to explain things."
He suddenly stops and reaches for something on the table.
"This," he says, "is Great Benefit's new policy, issued last month to one of my students. I paid for it and will cancel it next month. I just wanted to get a look at the language. Guess what's now excluded in bold print?"
"Bone marrow transplants."
"All transplants, including bone marrow."
"Keep it. Use it at the trial.
Ask the CEO why the policy was changed just a few months after the Blacks filed suit. Why do they now specifically exclude bone marrow? And if it wasn't excluded in the Black policy, then why didn't they pay the claim?"
Max concludes with a lecture on insurance company bookkeeping. Since the industry is exempt from federal antitrust, it has developed its own accounting methods. Virtually no competent CPA can understand a set of financials from an insurance company. They're not supposed to be understood because no insurance company wants the outside world to know what it's doing. Max has calculated, however, that Great Benefits is worth between $400 and $500 million, with about half that much hidden in reserves and surpluses. This is what must be explained to the jury.